on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
So like 9 times out of 10 when we talk about people, they never hear it on the radio. Unfortunately, like yesterday was not one of those times. And this has high potential for being awkward, y'all. It could be a love story, y'all. You could see love happening right here in front of your eyes this morning.
I don't know.
If you weren't here yesterday, you missed an interesting conversation. You want to take them back where we were?
So Kramer was sharing with us that he had a new partner at this gym that he's trying out. And they work out in groups. He got partnered up with a girl who he found very attractive, tried to chop it up with her. She wasn't really interested. She was just trying to work out. And he noticed that she left her AirPods behind. And when he was going to return them to the front desk, he noticed that her phone number was on the back, yeah, obviously to return if they were lost. Well, he did return the AirPods to the front desk, but he also took a photo of her phone number and was considering reaching out to her to see if there could have been potentially something more than that.
Right.
And we played a game of, was it creepy or nah? And I would say 97% of people.
Not that high.
Okay, well, I would say Charlotte and
70-30.
And the majority of calls
70-30.
Said that it was a little creepy.
60-40 maybe.
Okay. She heard the entire thing and she sent us a DM that said, so about that whole creepy or not segment, I would say it's creepy. And I would also say my opinion is really the only one that matters since that was actually me.
Jess convinced her to come on the air this morning. We're not going to use her real name. We decided to call her Melinda. Hi.
Hi.
First of all, thank you for being such a good sport about the whole thing. And we wanted you on here because obviously we like to have fun and we kind of get free reins on talking about stories and it's only from our perspective. And so obviously when we got your message, saw that you weren't necessarily a fan and thought it would only be fair that you give your perspective of the situation and how you feel about everything. So yeah,
your AirPods are at the front desk, by the way, if you're looking for them.
I think it was creepy. I think it's creepy.
It is creepy. Now, was there not any sense of like heroism
for returning of the AirPods
in the situation?
No,
because no.
You returning the AirPods was very nice, and I appreciate that. It's the picture of my phone number that you have that creeps me out.
That's the part that you don't like.
Like, I'm not really sure what the plan was, but no plan ends in something that feels good to a woman.
Yeah. And this is not me trying to be weird, but are you a single? I don't even know that part.
Yeah, I am.
You are. Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard out here. You know, it's hard to like meet people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You gotta be respectful and not like take pictures of women's phone numbers without their permission. You know, like you could have just asked.
Okay. All right. Well. Okay. Well, then in that case, then can I properly have your phone number then?
What? Her phone number? Read the room.
I mean, I'm gonna say no, but but thank you for asking.
See, I mean, I already have it, but you know, I thought maybe.
And can you delete it? Like, everything's all—it's all good. I'll see you at the next.
You know what? Yes, I will. Yes.
Thank you.
I will delete everything. And you're right.
Yeah. More than anything, can we all agree? We're good. We're friends.
We are good, right?
Everything's gonna be fine.
Yes,
we are
totally
good. Okay.
Totally
we're good.
Fine.
Okay. We're all good and up to and picture. Picture is deleted and we're all good. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you for doing this today. I appreciate you. Apparently, we need to talk to. This is Caitlin and Arnold. Caitlin, was that really awkward or just us?
A little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
But hang on. But you got a story similar. What happened with you?
So I worked with a guy at Chili's. He got the email address from a woman that was a regular when she signed up for the rewards program.
Wait, did he ask her for it or did he just like get it from like the back end?
Yeah, no, she just wrote her email down to be added to the list.
I don't like that one bit.
This happened to me.
Yeah. He kept her email until it was her birthday.
No.
Ew.
Emailed her on her birthday and asked her out. And that was about 15 years ago. And they are still together and married.
And Jessica!
And everybody's safe and alive.
Yo, what? Why y'all hating on me for this? Y'all think I'm weird for taking a picture of a phone number? They're married now.
I'm going to say this one.
I thought that was weird too.
Yeah, no. It's not creepy if they are into it.
But how do I know unless you try? This guy shot the biggest shot in the history of time.
I'm just saying.
And it worked. I might text her in a couple of weeks, see if her feelings have changed. I don't know.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.